So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. Hey, what's going on, gym owners? Trevor Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. So pumped you're joining me today, because today we are talking about why use sales scripts. Now, I know a lot of people like to riff out there, but sales scripts equal replication. Let's talk about it. So I remember selling my first training client. And, you know, I literally just sat down, I asked them their goals, and I presented. And that was it. And they bought, you know, because when you're good, as you know, which I know the large majority of you are, it sells itself. It just does, you know. But the truth is that I had zero structure, zero sales structure, and I knew it. And because of that, I had no confidence. And because of the fact that I had no confidence, even though I knew my product on the floor was absolutely superior, I was underselling myself. I was asking for less money because of the fact that I knew that my pitch was very, very poor. My sales was poor. And because of that, I hated selling. I hated selling. Now I love it. But I remember literally pooling up with sweat when I would go to sell anyone. And it was just degrading. And it was humiliating. And it was embarrassing. And it was scary. I was so scared at sales. And that's why I wanted to get better at it, because I feared it so much. And I remember, you know, hearing that everything we do is sales. And that really resonated with me. I can't remember exactly who, you know, who said it, but it's basically like, you know, everything in life is sales. Every person you meet is a sale. You know, the first impression is a sale. When you're, you know, meeting your mate for the first time, your significant other, whatever it may be, you are selling yourself. In every situation, you're selling yourself. In a job application, you're selling yourself. In a job interview, you're selling yourself. Every situation is a sale, and that resonated with me so much. And I said, you know what? I need this as a life skill. You know, I despise doing it, which is actually telling me, especially, you know, considering that I was a one-man show in my business at this time, I need this life skill. It's going to help me. That I felt so, so much. And I made a commitment at that point to master it. And it was extremely, deviating, from what I would normally do. But I knew it would lead to actually better and consistent results. And that's what I was committed to. I was committed to that for myself, and I was committed to that for my family. I knew I wanted to grow my business, and I knew a big part was sales, because I also realized, you know what, how am I going to get past where I'm at? How am I going to actually scale my business? How am I going to grow it, bring in an employee to actually start doing sales for me? How am I going to be able to teach it if I can't do it myself? The answer, my friends, is that I would not have been able to do it. I would not have been able to do it. You know, so I began studying sales in general, and I started studying, you know, one-liners one-liners to transitions. I started studying one-liners for close, and all this stuff was amazing. You know, but when I started actually going into role play, I was just getting so tripped up. You know, I was trying to memorize everything. I wasn't using a system. You know, it wasn't replicatable. It was just fall apart. I would get stuck, I would get stumped, and it would fall apart. And if that ended up actually being in a live situation, well, so be it, because it happened many, many times. You know, but everything changed for me when I got a hold of my first script. You know what I mean? When I actually got a hold of it, I actually found it online, and then I ended up actually tailoring it more towards, my company and my service. Was it perfect? No, not at all. In my opinion, it was far from perfect. But what it did was it gave me structure. And that was exactly what I needed. And that was really the big, you know, takeaway from me. You know, so the plan was basically study successful sales formats from there. You know, now I knew that a script was the answer. A script was something that I had never felt before. And it was something that, especially when I was role playing, I was literally using it, and I was reading off of it, and I was becoming comfortable with it, to the point where the more I role played with it, I was able to anticipate. And that is a big takeaway right there. So I said, okay, great. Well, let's study some of the best out there. Let's study some of the amazing sales formats, amazing salespeople who are out there. So I can basically create a simple script, you know, from that I can then follow moving forward. So basically I committed to creating that, create a simple script and following it from then on. You know, and I realized that the only way we can actually measure if something works is if we have that. How am I going to say if something worked if I'm doing it differently every single time? I need to actually have something that I can repeat and then measure the stats based upon that and then make adjustments with it, repeat it again, measure the new stats, all right? Because basically the same, just like I just said, if the same script, you know, gave me 40%, you know, and then I adjusted it and now it's giving me 30%, I knew that what I was doing was, you know, before was better. So now I adjusted again and now I'm getting 60%. And then I adjust another part and it brings me to 68% and so on and so forth. And that's just how we continue to grow the effectiveness of the script. So the process was extremely daunting because everyone in the field was an expert. Every person you saw out there was an expert salesperson. So really, you know, who to follow was a big challenge, you know, and I spent a lot of time learning wrong things, you know, and as I dove into different resources and resource upon resource, I began to catch a rhythm. I began to actually, you know, get a feel and start to be able to anticipate and start to be able to roll and start to be able to riff and veer off of the script a little bit. But over time, I developed some solid scripts and I used them and I still use them. When I'm selling now, I still use them. I don't veer because that's veering off the system. Why not just adjust the script to basically compensate for my rear, you know, or my veer to compensate for my rear? That was awesome. I'm leaving that. But to compensate for maneuverability, you know, being able to maneuver, you know, inside of a sale, in a sales situation, and having that versatility is big. But I used them over time, and the more I knew them, the more I learned them, the more I just memorized them, in essence, the more I was able to go off the script and then come back and then fill in and then come back. And the payoff was when I went to delegate and train the sales role in my business. That was the payoff. That was the payoff because it was done. I just said, oh, great, I'm hiring a new salesperson. Here you go, memorize this. I made them memorize it and use it verbatim before they were able to riff. I gave them a solid foundational structure because I realized that when scaling sales, scripts are 1,000% necessary. All right. Now, people might be thinking autonomy, you know, and I truly believe in autonomy. And it's something that I've tried several different ways in my company. I've said, you know what? I believe in autonomy. Go ahead. Here's this position. You go ahead. You make it. You develop all the systems and you do it. That did not work. What I believe in now is basically autonomy inside structure. Structure needs to exist. And inside that structure, as long as you know that structure and you're practicing that structure, now you've earned the right to actually riff. You've earned the right to maneuver, to keep that base, but to kind of veer off a little bit and then come back to the base and then veer off a little bit and come back to the base. Autonomy outside of structure is chaos. Autonomy inside of structure is beautiful. All right. And that's how I practice here. Because if we just let our sales team go, then we're basically just depending upon their potential. We're depending upon their skill. And everyone's skill set is different. You might hit a gem and be like, wow, this person sells amazing. We've all been blessed like that. And then we're like, oh, you know, it's my system. When in essence, it's not, because there wasn't a system. A person just came in and they could actually sell very, very well. Now, many of you might actually have that in your business right now. You might actually have a person in your business like that right now. Maybe it's you, maybe it's someone other than you. What I would recommend right away is documenting exactly what they're doing. I would record their sales presentation multiple times, and I would actually literally create scripts from that. Don't recreate the wheel and try to sit down and write everything. Record it and hear exactly how you're speaking. Hear exactly what you're saying that's giving you the success that you're having right now, if you're having it, and document that. Because again, if we just let them go, we're just depending upon their potential, the individual's potential. This person might be incredible. This person might be horrible. And now you're saying, well, what the heck? You know, you're horrible. In essence, that's our responsibility to make sure we actually have the system, that we actually have the script to be able to give to that person to train that skill set. If they have an amazing personality, let's train that skill set. We can't teach personality, all right? We can hope to, but we can't. But we can certainly train skill set. That's our responsibility, and that is how we actually scale it. Skill is skill. Process is process. Process being the script. Mixing the two together, the skill and the process, is a beautiful marriage. And that equals results. That equals results at the end of the day, which all of us want. All right. So today in my business, I have a script for every offering that we sell. You know, and every program actually has several situational offerings. In other words, I have an initial offer to sell someone something, and I have a final offer. So for example, for our trials, we have a trial script to actually sell someone into a trial, and then we have a follow-up script at the end of their trial to sell them into a continuity program, into a membership. So each of my programs actually has several situational scripts for each one, for a trial, for my six-week challenge, for my memberships, for my higher level, small group type trainings. You know, whatever you're offering, look at all those different ones and see, hey, how can I document this as succinctly as possible? It wants to be simple and wants to be very, very easy to follow, but it wants to be something that is replicatable. That's the only way you can have it is through a script. Because it's amazing now. You know, in my business now, it's amazing because the sales of what I do is completely replicatable in every sense. I could hand you my script and probably in 20 minutes, you'd be selling my product. And if you had the same, you could hand it to me and within 20 minutes, I'd be able to sell your product. So using my system is really a combination of the best of the best. You know, that's what I've been able to put into my business. And that's why I found that scripts are everything, because I've been able to use it. I've been able to apply it. I've been able to put it in my system. And now knowing that skill with process is that perfect marriage, I just replicate it over and over again. And what it's done for my business is basically it's given us metrics. It's been able to actually give us usable information that we can actually now maneuver with. We can see how effective each salesperson is. We can see how effective we are at certain points or certain parts of the sales process. All right, everything from acquiring a lead to setting an appointment to having them show up to selling. Now, of course, we're talking about the sales portion here, but we can look at person one, person two, person three, person four, and they're each going to have a different closing percentage. And then I actually start looking into the ones that are doing well. I start to look into, hey, how much of the script are they following? They're following it to the T. And the ones that are not, and they're veering off, and they're trying to riff before they've actually mastered the script itself. It's allowed us to actually see that. We can basically make those slight adjustments. We can actually now coach those particular individuals in that particular area, make those adjustments and increase our conversions. It's added a whole new level of confidence in the business. You know, now at this point, I know that I could add any new program, I could add any new offering into my business with the right script, and then it becomes replicatable. Now, I recommend starting off with you doing it, all right? Because no one's going to sell better than you. At the end of the day, no one's going to sell better than you. Now, you might be blessed to have found an amazing salesperson who blasts your sales percentages out of the water. Fantastic. Start with them. Set the script with them. Set that standards with them. They're gonna have, you know, certain percentage standards, say a closing rate, if you will, and then you use that throughout the rest of your team to actually measure, and you'll be able to then find any issues, any errors. And that's what it is right there. It's a system that you can now delegate to others. Others can use it, and now you can scale your business. That is why scripts are everything. That is why using a sales script is a must. I hope you got that message from this, and I hope you got a ton of content today. Hey, Trev Bucherri here, Jim Profit Rocket Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Have an incredible rest of your day. Take care. For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.